Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Winston. I may assist you today.
How's it going, Winston? My name is Raphael. I'd like to update a work order number.
All right, Raphael. Go ahead with that order number.
Zero. Hey, you can't look because it's messed up. Trying to click on the e-track and put the second number. Could I give you the SMS number? Because the order number is kind of like it's having has plus signs and dots in it. And
go ahead.
It's 7586559.
This order is for Fleet Electrical Contractors. This is a Lowe's order.
Lowe's?
Lowe's order?
This what it looks like with that FMS.
But there's no customer's name?
Nope. It says Fleet Electrical Contractors.
I'm gonna give you another one. But it's like, I don't know if it's, all right, it's 7.85 echo plus, like a plus sign, 1.8.
How about you fellas go ahead and reach out to your area manager with that specific order and go ahead and get back to me.
Okay. All right.
Or you can give me the telephone number. We can try that way.
The number for the customer?
Yeah.
All right. It's 773-837-0498.
Well, give me a second. Let me put that in the system. And let me see if I can find it and put it up.
All right.
We still went on this order to load, fellas.
May 3/15.
We still waiting on this order to load, fellas.
All right.
Is this order for Richard D. Pizza?
Yes, correct.
All right. I don't know what's going on with y'all order numbers.
Yeah, me.
All right. What's going on, Raphael? How can I assist?
So, it's going to be a delivery. The customer, he needs a plumber. He has galvanized plumbing. So, we did deliver the unit in his living room.
Okay.
He's going to call back and get that swapped out.
Is no more order good for the customer? Can I call and confirm with the customer?
Yeah.
All right. I'll be right back.
Okay.